Uncle Josh at a camp meeting.
Well, sir, we've just had our annual camp meeting at Pumpkin Center. Well, for several days, we were pretty busy baking and cooking and making preparations for the camp meeting, and some of the committee allowed we ought to have lemonade for the Sunday school children. Well, we wanted to get it just as cheap as possible, so we dammed up the creek that runs back to the camp meeting grounds and put in 10 pounds of brown sugar and a half a dozen lemons and let the Sunday school children drink right out of the creek. Well, some of the sermons preached at that camp meeting beat anything I ever heard in all my born days. We've been having a good many arguments about profiteers, monopolies, and trusts, and one minister got up and said, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we should not be too severe upon the monopoly. If we read the scriptures closely, we observe our forefathers were all monopolists, yea, verily. Adam and Eve had the monopoly upon the Garden of Eden, and would have had it until this day, no doubt, had not Mother Eve got squeezed in the apple market, yea, verily. We do not observe in the scriptures that Pharaoh's daughter was in the milk business, and yet we perceive she took a great profit out of the water, yea, verily. Well, Samantha Hoskins had to sing our favorite hymn. It went something like this. Well, you need not come in the morning, and neither in the heat of the day, but come along in the evening, Lord, and wash my sins away. Standing on the walls of Zion, looking at my ship come a-sailing over. Standing on the walls of Zion, looking at my ship coming. Well, Samantha wasn't much on the thing, but she done the best she knowed how. Just then two dogs got to fighting, and old Jim Lawson tried to get him apart, and he stuffed her out, run his old peg leg in a post hole and fell down, and dogs got on top of him, and you couldn't tell which was Jim or which was dog, and